Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 30th, 2015. A Palestinian youth killed by Israeli army fire, meanwhile four others injured in separate attacks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers fatally shot on Sunday at night a Palestinian teen in Ain al-Loza neighborhood in Silwan town, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied Jerusalem. Medical sources said that the slain Palestinian is Ayman al-Abbasi, 17, and that he was shot with a live round to his chest. Clashes took place in different parts of the town, including Ras al-Amud and Ain al-Loza, while the soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition, rubber-coated steel bullets, and gas bombs. Many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. The soldiers also invaded Ain al-Loza specialized medical center and detained the medical staff in addition to inspecting the ID cards of many residents in the center. They attempted to snatch the body of the slain Palestinian from the center, but the residents prevented them and took him to his family home. On Monday, Palestinian medical sources have reported that a security officer suffered serious injury in his face after Israeli soldiers opened fire on a car near Beit Il settlement in the central West Bank district of Ramallah. The sources said that the wounded officer, Abdullah Rustum Isa, 27, is from Burin town south of Nablus. They added that the officer was shot in the face below his eye after he was in a car heading home from work. The officer was shot approximately 700 meters away from the area of clashes between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian youth. In related news, three young Palestinian men were shot with live Israeli army fire in Silwan town east of Ramallah. Media sources said that the soldiers invaded the town and clashed with local youth who hurled stones, empty bottles and Molotov cocktails on their vehicles. Moreover, the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported that Israeli soldiers have kidnapped late on Sunday and early on Monday at dawn 16 Palestinians in different parts of the West Bank, including a child in Jerusalem. In other news, the Israeli Jerusalem District Court on Monday convicted two of the three people accused of murdering Mohammed Abu Khdeir. On July 2, 2014, Abu Khdeir, 16, was murdered by three Israeli men in the neighborhood of Shu'afat in occupied East Jerusalem, close to his home. He was driven to Jerusalem Forest, where he was beaten and burned alive by his kidnappers. According to media sources, three Israeli Jews were standing trial for the murder, Ben David, 31, and two minors who haven't been named. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 30th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ishmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.